The head of West Virginia's largest workers' union is retiring after more than a decade of service. West Virginia AFL-CIO President Kenny Perdue announced his retirement this week in an email to union members. Perdue has led the union since 2004 and has previously served as its vice president and secretary treasurer. Before that, he served as a local union leader and has been involved in organized labor for more than four decades. A native of Clarksburg, Perdue is also a member of the West Virginia Workforce Investment Council. In his written statement, Perdue said he will step down at the end of the year and looks forward to spending more time with his family. Perdue's retirement comes at a transitional time for unions in West Virginia. Lawmakers have passed legislation during the past 2 years that union leaders like Perdue say is an attack on workers. That legislation includes a repeal of the state's prevailing wage and the passage of a bill that prevents unions from automatically collecting dues from non-union workers. That right to work law is being held up in a state court because of a lawsuit led in part by the AFL-CIO. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.